What we are discussing, the most sensational, the biggest story of greatest concern to all of us all, ideally, should be this. 55,000 plus cases, 50,000 plus cases a day, as far as COVID-19 is concerned. Are we doing enough? Let's begin the political discussion now. We've got Supriya Srinath, national spokesperson of the Congress Party, Shamika Ravi, non-resident senior fellow of Brookings Institute, Dr. Manoj Rajoria, BJP MP Lok Sabha from Karoli, Dholpur. You're a doctor as well. Dr. Rajoria, thank you so much for joining us. And Raghav Chadda, MLA and spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party. Let's begin this round as well with the first punch. So Supriya Srinath, 1 minute of opening comment time. Your time begins now.
Have we done enough? I just have this to say, no, I don't think we have. And I also think we need to look at statistics more closely. We need to look at statistics because statistics matter in this case. We are number one as far as the infection rate is concerned globally. We have the fifth highest tally as far as deaths is concerned, and we are a young nation. And we are still 130 something as far as testing is concerned. And so these are issues that we will have to grapple with. Have we in the last four and a half months built enough infrastructure? I mean, you see visuals from Bihar and UP and they will put you to shame. Is the government sanguine about it? Perhaps yes. You had shifting goalposts in May when we were told that there will be no more cases. And now you have a government, an entire establishment that wants to pat itself on the back and say, we've done a good job. I'm sorry you haven't. Because it's not just corona, it's the collateral damage on the economy that the lockdowns, the ill-managed lockdowns cost, which is also a huge cause of concern. And there is a huge collateral damage today.
Sure. Sure. Dr. Rajoria, your opening comments.
I think, Sanket, this is not the time of the making allegation on each other or any government, either it can be state government or central government or any authority. India is fighting against this pandemic COVID-19 as a team India with central government, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji. He is taking VCs, doing help everybody. More than 250 labs are working in India. Recently, before 3 days, Prime Minister have given 3 labs to West Bengal, UP and Maharashtra in Noida, Mumbai and Calcutta to increase the testing capacity of this COVID-19 cases. So I think everybody is working well, either it can be state or the center government. The coordination, I think, is better. Delhi is the example. After the coordination of the center and the state, I think results are very good in the Delhi as well as Rajasthan. I think the coordination of the state government and the central government makes the huge difference. So coordination, I think this is very good between government of India and the states.
Sure, sure. You give the example of Rajasthan. Now, that's a very skewed example in the present circumstances. But fair enough, you've made your point. Raghav Chadda, 1 minute.
Well, while the country seems to be topping the charts, the global charts, when it comes to the total number of cases and the infection rate, I am happy and to some extent even proud to say that our state, our city, the national capital territory of Delhi, has in fact exited the list of top 10 states when it comes to the infection rate and the total number of cases. It is primarily because a Delhi model, well-calibrated, sound strategy was put in place by the Honorable Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. And that essentially comprised of increasing the number of beds, ICU ventilators, rapid testing, robust contact tracing, plasma therapy and other initiatives to save lives, serological service to map the extent of COVID, and home isolation, a module that has been lauded by across the states and appreciated globally, the home isolation model of the Kejriwal government. Sure. With oximeters as well as oxygen cylinders. Okay. So I think a combination of these have actually made Delhi perhaps the only state that has managed to some extent box out COVID-19 in round one.
Shamika, in round one, that is very, very significant. Shamika Ravi.
Well, I'm not going to make a political statement. I'll leave that to the politicians on the panel. But Sanket, when you give out numbers, you should try and give out a more complete picture. It's true that we are seeing 50,000 daily new cases, but it is also true that we have 35,000 recoveries daily. We do have, unfortunately, around 500 deaths, and that number, thankfully, is beginning to stabilize now. But, you know, the nature of this virus is such that the entire population is susceptible. So when you compare statistics, it's not enough to just do absolute numbers. We truly have to do per capita or per million. And there, if you just look at the eventual outcome that we are interested in, which is minimizing death rate, then, you know, India is reporting 26 deaths per million people. Compare that to any Western European major country. Compare that to the US. I think India has performed exceptionally well. And of course, it's too early to pat ourselves on the back because we are still under considerable, you know, physical distancing. We're still sitting and working from homes. We're still in the midst of a pandemic. So it's important to be a bit objective.
Okay. Fair enough. That's an assessment which is also which finds a lot of echo in especially in the government. But Supriya, let's take up from where Shamika Ravi left, that we are perhaps, and I'm paraphrasing, certainly not quoting her, perhaps a bit too alarmist. That has been you know, an opinion. How would you respond to that?
I think this is a global pandemic and it is better to err on the side of caution. It is important to be alarmed because please remember here, our testing levels, yes, it has gone up from the time we began testing, but they're still very low. And Sanket, we are perhaps one of the very few countries in the world who, despite very stringent lockdowns, could not arrest the infections. I mean, what did we say in May? We just kept shifting goalposts. In May, we were told by the task force of the government that infections will come down. This is plateauing out. We are sitting, I mean, we are now talking on the 1st of August and infections are not plateauing out. We don't know what the peak will be. I mean, we're still in a paradise where we don't know what the reality is. We don't know how real the situation is. And one very small point, I think it is important to remain alert. I think it is important to prioritize this fight. And I don't say this with any intention. I don't want to bring politics into this, but this doesn't seem to be the government's priority. There's very much else that's happening. Mm. I mean, look at the news that's coming out of Bihar. Look at the mismanagement that's coming out of there. But instead of tackling corona there, a virtual rally was being organized. So there is a case of misplaced priorities.
Okay.
And I'm
right to reply to Dr. Rajoria. Dr. Rajoria, sure. An allegation of misplaced priorities, that much rather have you know, teams in Bihar, police teams investigate in another state for a criminal investigation. You'd much rather hold virtual rallies than to focus on the double whammy in the state of Bihar. I mean, it's absolutely shocking. The manner in which floods have affected North Bihar and also the manner in which COVID-19 is affecting Bihar. Those pictures will put anyone to shame.
I think Sanket, Supriya Sinate is very intelligent lady. I respect her. But I think this is the time of the pandemic in which we should all work as a team only. We should not make mistakes. We should not find out the weakness of them. We should support them. And government of India is supporting every
state. No, but Dr. Rajoria, one moment. I would like to stop you here. You're trying to say that we should not highlight the weakness. Why not? I mean, has the BJP not done the same?
No. Sanket, I'm not saying like this. Please try to understand properly. I'm just trying to say that the corona warriors are working well, either doctors, nursing staff, hospital staff, lab staff, police officers, and local administration, which is governed by the state government, as well as the central government is supporting everybody. They are
Do we have the capacity
level.
In Bihar, Dr. Rajoria? Simple question.
Just a minute. If the state government is asking the testing kits and the labs, the central government of India is giving as per their demands only. So this is duty of the state government and chief minister of
the state. Well, you are the state government.
Ask. Yeah, I know it. So I think we should communicate with the chief minister, Sri Nitish Kumar ji, that what is the problem. I think he is quite efficient chief minister. He is taking well the Bihar as his family only. And whatever the need he is requiring.
Well, very, very subjective. On the efficiency of Mr. Nitish Kumar, I would say that's a very subjective view, because if you look at those pictures, I mean, nobody can call this a great, powerful response. Supriya Sinate, very quickly, would you want to respond?
Yeah, I'll just make a very brief point, Sanket. You know, at a time when we needed decentralization and when we needed empowered states, there was a very centralized approach. And if we go by these numbers, we will have almost 33 lakh cases by the end of August. Somebody has to pay attention to this. And when the infections started going up, when the numbers started exploding, the central government completely walked out of this. This is the time when states need resources, they need the money. They're not even getting the GST dues. And the Attorney General says they can go and borrow from the market. What sort of voodoo economics is this? States do not have resources right now to fight this battle.
Dr. Rajoria, have we just given up? Have we given up?
No, this is absolutely false. This is the weakness of the Congress, that they are just doing like this and everything only. Why we are demanding that we are government of India is giving everything to every state, whatever they are
that's
demanding.
That's not true, sir.
They should go
no,
through
sir,
their
that's court. Not true.
Yeah, this is, madam.
Maybe.
No. Please try that's to listen to me sir. Completely. If you are just busy in making allegation only, Supriyal, try to listen to me carefully. If government, any government of state is sending any proposal to procure any equipment, any ventilators, any money, any testing kits, they are providing it. If they need extra money, this is the weakness of Congress. Because they need cash in their hands, they need money in their accounts only.
You have to finance secretary to the parliament panel, they cannot give GST dues.
Please,
what are you talking about?
Madam, please give.
I don't think you're even aware of the finance issues, sir. I'm sorry to say, with all due respect.
Okay, one by one.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't think you're adequately aware of this issue.
One by one. Dr. Rajoria. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this GST is another issue, not with the COVID pandemic. If some states have pending installments of the GST, resources of money, if GST pending is there, so I think they should go to central government, they should ask for them, and I think they are providing them. Then what is the issue with them?
I don't know if you read papers, sir. The finance secretary has told the parliamentary panel they don't have money to pay. The Attorney General is saying let the council go and borrow from the market.
I don't know if you're even aware of this, sir. Supriya, go for the COVID-19 only, not for the generalized. Please do not generalize this topic. Go for the COVID-19.
No, but then Dr. Rajoria, one more. The point over here is that how do you expect the states to fight this? Surely, just like the center, the states also need money. You are saying we don't have money to give. If you need resources in kind, please reach out.
They have monies. Without money, no state is governing, no state is running. They have their own monies, but by the head of the anything, like the health ministry or the finance ministry or panchayat raj ministry or road ministry.
Okay.
There is a system in by
sure. Shamika Ravi, I want to bring you in at this moment. You know, because this will keep going on. Shamika Ravi, I want to bring you in. Now, the Johns Hopkins Research Center has put out graphics and has put out trends, Shamika. It talks about the trends in the US, in Brazil, in India, as well as in other places, in Peru, in Mexico, Colombia. I think it is worth noticing how India's trajectory is consistently upward bound, whereas each and every other country has observed ups and downs. Ours is the only consistent up. Do you think this should be a cause of worry, or am I again very parochial in my understanding?
Well, I want to make a brief comment on the resource side of the story where you were having the political debate just a little while back. You know, some states have very clearly indicated, and these are some of our richer states, that it is more an issue of political priority, I think. I mean, there is absolutely no reason why Maharashtra and Telangana, two of our most prosperous states, are doing the least amount of testing if you look at the positivity rate. These are two states where the infection has just escalated. And if you look at positivity, then it's more than 20%. Hmm. For every 100 tests they are doing, more than 20 cases are coming positive. Now, the WHO has clearly laid out benchmark of 5%. Poorer states like Rajasthan, UP, have done a tremendous job of keeping it under 5%. So I don't think it's just a matter of resources. And I want to just put that aside.
Sure.
Now, on the trends and the global trends, look, it's very clear by studying, cross-country analysis that large democratic federal governments, federal countries, are going to continue with this, sort of escalation in the infection, primarily because of the nature of the institutions in these places. It is not, you're not China or you're not a small country. So containment cannot just be an overarching all-India effort. local administrative capacity, state level capacity, and also district administrative capacity is going to play a very large role in containment. Now, we have seen in a very successful state like Kerala, for months we were able to contain the spread, and now we are seeing more numbers on a daily basis in Kerala than from Delhi, which was our original hotspot. So, you know, I think you have to look at the country and the nature of the federal system and the structure of governance.
And then,
really,
and then again, I come back to the original
where
question.
Where we are in the midst of this pandemic.
From whatever you have said, Shamika, are we doing enough? Again, the very fundamental question.
That's a, you know, I don't think any country, Sanket, can say we have done enough. Now, let me give you some specific examples on where I think the government, look, this is really going to take every arm off society. Government is a very large part of it. But I think, you know, we are all sitting and working from home now 6th month. So people are doing their bit too. Local institutions, communities have to play. The community leaders have to play a very large role. But I think at this point, you know, it's important to highlight the fact that we are not getting enough information. I think communication by local government and central government can be much better.
Very interesting dimension.
Johns Hopkins national level statistics.
Yeah.
We should know by now what is the gender component to mortality? What is the age adjusted mortality? What is the incubation period in India? What are the comorbidities which are particularly debilitating? You know, in 6 months, we have enough patient-level data and hospitalization data to put out statistics of this nature, which is very important
Raghav,
to assuage fear.
Raghav, let me come to Raghav now. Raghav, if you heard what Shamika said, I mean, the best performing states are now also facing the problem of a resurgence of this virus. Similarly, while Delhi celebrates early success, do you think that you can't really be in a celebratory mood so long as all our population is properly vaccinated as and when that vaccine comes?
No, there is no question of celebration. I mean, one should celebrate only when we reduce the mortalities in Delhi to zero. And I, at the very outset, said that it appears that the Delhi model of Arvind Kejriwal has boxed out COVID-19 in round one of this boxing match. There would be a subsequent round. There would be a round two, round three, round four. And we are gearing up for that. And therefore, we cannot let to lower our guard. I mean, that's certainly the principle which we are following. Number one. Number two, it's a combination. When you talk of states like Maharashtra, Andhra and others, it's a combination of political will and financial resources. Of course, in Delhi, one has tried to demonstrate sheer political will and the might of the civil administration to control the outbreak of COVID-19. And I think various states across the country should actually take a leaf out of the Delhi model's book. And I say this with...
You're complimenting your own model. But you've had the Lieutenant Governor reverse certain decisions where you were willing to let go of the infrastructure that was created.
I will come to that. I would certainly love to address the Lieutenant Governor's and the central government's moves by which they undermine the democratically elected government. But just give me 15 seconds to complete my earlier point, which is that there is no reason, Sanket, to reinvent the wheel. There are some good practices that we have invented. There are some best practices that we have adopted from various countries. And therefore, I think states should actually study what has happened in Delhi, what has transpired in Delhi. I say this with complete modesty. I'm not patting my own back for once. And, you know, I'll give you an example. For example, the home isolation module, which is being lauded across the country. Uttar Pradesh, the most populous state of the country, has adopted Delhi's home isolation model 3 days ago. They could have adopted
it a few months ago. Why are you letting go of facilities? So why did the LG have to reverse this decision?
I'll come to that. Look, first of all, I feel that the Lieutenant Governor and the central government's intervention in reversing the democratically elected government's order of opening of hotels and weekly markets is nothing but an attempt to undermine the elected government. Things in Delhi have stabilized. And I will point out three facts to you, Sanket, which will make the situation very clear. The 8th June 2020 order of the Union government says hotels and weekly markets in every part of the country can open. So they are actually contradicting their own order. Number two, states where the mortality rates are high, situation is worse, like Uttar Pradesh, like Gujarat, like Bihar, hotels have opened. the government and the central government and the local state government have permitted hotels to open, but they are not permitting in Delhi. And thirdly, and most importantly, the satellite towns annexing Delhi, like Noida, like Gurgaon, already have hotels which are functioning. So this arbitrary order by the central government.
Let's get a response from the BJP. Dr. Rajoria, would you like to respond?
To open hotels. And
you know, I also.
You know what is very important, Sanket?
Yeah.
Which is important for you to know is that the central government has somehow over the last 3-4 days suddenly objecting to everything that we were doing. They opposed our home isolation. They changed our panel of lawyers in the Delhi rights case. And now this hotel
but
order.
But it is also a fact that when the central government worked closely with Delhi, these cases did come down. They were not coming down.
Friendship is not a one-way street. Please understand. Working together, coordination, mutual cooperation.
Sure.
Is
Dr. Rajoria's response.
You cannot clap with one hand. You need both the hands.
Absolutely. Dr. Rajoria's response.
For them to realize that we have supported them. We are with them in this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One by one.
It's not about
Dr. Rajoria's response. Running out of time. Yeah.
I think, Sanket, my friend Raghav is saying that we are supporting each other. On one hand, he is saying that we are supporting each other. They are matter of the both hands only. Honorable Prime or Home Minister Sri Amit Shah ji take a meeting with the Chief Minister Sri Arvind Kejriwal ji and do the final decisions to make the condition better in the Delhi. So many supports, good support they give to government of Delhi, state government. And instead of all these things, they are again just coming on that they are only doing home isolation is their policy
point?
Only. Good. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, please. So do not bring all these things. This is advocate or liar, whatever, that they refuse the cases.
Okay,
so I think
there are so many.
The home.
Just give me 30 seconds.
One more. I have to intervene here, running out of time.
Ragaji,
see, many important issues that require political intervention immediately. Now, Ragaji, there was a point mentioned
Ragaji,
by Dr. Rajoria that.
You should appreciate.
Yes, Dr. Rajoria mentioned a crucial point, Supriya, very quickly. Dr. Rajoria mentioned a crucial point that the Prime Minister has inaugurated. He has unveiled new facilities for the more robust RT-PCR testing. But then you've got a whole problem of antigen tests. I mean, we may be adding a lot of numbers in terms of testing, our testing capability with these antibody quick test kits. But they produce false negatives, thus giving you a notion that all is well.
No, Sanket, I think you have to clarify a few things here. First of all, the daily new numbers in Delhi are coming down. There's no two ways about it. So I think Delhi has done a very good job of containing.
Sure, absolutely.
However, the mortality in Delhi, imagine all India is 26
deaths. No, Shamika, I'm not just
in
concerned
Delhi,
about
virus
Delhi
has
alone.
Claimed its pound of flesh.
See, this virus is now moving inwards.
By the way, in Delhi, our death rate is more than 200 deaths per million. So you know, we've had our share of
okay. Supriya,
mortality.
Supriya, very quickly, the point on...
I am
on, yeah.
Just going to say a very brief point, and I think the government needs to get out of event management, headline chasing, and really chase this virus to its logical end. I just think there's too much surround sound. We did Thali Thali, look at what is happening to the doctors. There are reports of how some of these medical practitioners who lost their lives haven't even got the compensation that they were promised. So I think we need to get real, we need to forget headline and event management and really get down to doing the job.
Okay. Now is the time. Thank you so much. Yeah, Dr. Rajoria wants to come in. 10 seconds, please. Running out of time, Dr. Rajoria.
Yeah. Just if public is clapping the thali and ringing the thali, what is the problem to increase the corona warriors' morale? What is the problem with Congress that if public is increasing the morale of the corona warriors, government of India is increasing the morale of the corona warriors, what is the issue?
No,
is
morale boosting is fine, Dr. Rajoria.
Yeah,
I think the morale of the corona warriors will be boosted further if they are provided a lot of PPE kits and equipment. Okay. Run out of time. Dr. Rajoria, Supriya Sinet, Raghav Chadda, as well as Shamika Ravi, thank you so much as we wrap up this discussion. Towards the end, all I want to say is that the virus is still out there, strong and invisible. Do remember, before you watch any other sensational headline, that this is the crisis. Good night and goodbye.